Welcome to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We'll cover the topics that you want to talk about, from hobbies to relationships to peer pressure. It's all about living life as a Supergirl, right here on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, here are your hosts.
We are live at Microsoft Store in Scottsdale, Arizona. We are being heard live at kidstar.org. You can also hear our show at 5 p.m. Pacific time. We're the Supergirls. I'm Rinsley.
I'm Callie.
And today, our topic is...
What makes you beautiful?
That's what makes you beautiful. Okay, let's start with our power words. So, Callie, what's your power word?
The power word that I chose for you this week is strong. How can you be strong?
I can be strong by having good willpower, and because right now I'm on a diet. Not like a diet because I need to be, but like a healthy diet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not fat, I promise. And so, yeah, and so I need to have good willpower so I can be strong by doing that.
The power word that I chose for myself is compassionate, and I think I can be compassionate by trying really hard at, like, focusing on the things I love and, like, doing the things I love more than, like, focusing on the things that, oh, I have to do this, but, you know, like, I always say, oh, I have to go to rehearsals for theater, but,
yeah.
You know, like, it's really what I like to do, so I'm going to try and focus on saying, oh, I get to go to rehearsals, not I have to go to rehearsals.
Yeah. So the word I chose for myself is spontaneous, and I can just be spontaneous by not, like, just not being all boring all day, sitting on the couch, watching TV, and my typical... No, that's not what I do every day.
My typical every
day. I wish I had time for that.
Yeah.
But, same. I mean, like, just, like, making a move into my routine, just being spontaneous, being exciting. What about...
Definitely.
The word I chose for you is loving. So how can you be loving?
I think I can be loving by, you know, it's kind of the same thing as compassionate. I think I can, I'm just going to treat the people I love, because, you know, sometimes I fight with people, but, you know, I think I'm just going to try and, you know, like... Be yeah. nicer to everyone.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, as you all know, our topic today is what makes you beautiful. So, Callie, what makes you beautiful?
I am beautiful because I try to be the best person that I can be to everyone. And I don't judge off the bat. I give people, like, a little bit of time to prove themselves to be, like, good people. And then I decide if I should be around them or not. So... What about you,
Rinsley? I think I'm beautiful because I'm so conceited. No. I think I'm beautiful because when I'm trying really hard lately not to judge people, just to look at the what is instead of looking at, like, so if someone's mean to me, I'll say this person was saying unkind words to me, but... I don't know what's going on in their life, and I don't know what caused them to say that, you know. So I just can't judge until I know. And even then, I shouldn't judge. I should, you know, just
yeah.
be good about it. And so that's what I'm trying to do to be beautiful.
That's awesome. So are you comfortable in your own skin?
Yeah, I think so. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, Rin's like, can't believe you did that. But most of the time, I'm pretty comfortable with myself. What about you?
I feel the same way because, you know, everyone is their own person. And I believe that everyone is worth something, no matter how mean they are to people. They can always, they'll probably always find a way to come through. And, you know, I'm very comfortable as in my own skin as my own person. So
that's awesome. Yeah. So what's your favorite beauty product? You could pick.
I don't like have a favorite product, but my favorite thing that I use is my curling iron because I use it like every single day.
And what happens when that curling iron breaks?
I'll cry. Actually, I have two curling irons. I have a normal, it's actually a half inch one, and it's like really, really skinny, but it's really good for doing like
tight curls.
Yeah, long story, like Taylor Swift old curls, like how she used to do her hair. I can do it like that with the smaller one. And then I have this thing called a spiral curling iron where it looks like a wand because it goes from bigger to smaller, except it does have one of those like things that you clutch it on, but it's like really short. And then there's like a spiral thing going on. It's weird.
What color is it?
It's silver and black.
Oh, well, I have a pink and black one that kind of reminds me of it, except it doesn't go big to small. We're probably boring our listeners right now.
Yeah, so anyways, I like that. What do you like to use the most?
I'd have to say I really enjoy using mascara. Wouldn't leave the house without it. Kind of vital to me. Mascara and eyeliner are the two things that, and I love MAC and Origins for that. So
yeah. So what are some fun makeup tips that you use a lot?
Well, I have a friend who is very, very good. We actually had her on the show. Her name is Gina. She's a quadriplegic. And so she's really awesome with makeup and stuff, even though she doesn't have the full use for her hands, and she knows all these amazing makeup tips and everything. So she taught me how to apply makeup, and I love the way she does eyeshadow. So you put on a shade of light, and then you do gold in, like, the crease, and then you do brown on the, like, ends of it, and then, like, or whatever color, like, the darker color, and then a little bit of a lighter color on the inside, and I think that's so fun.
That's cool. I need to try that.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then you can
write
use
that down
black eyeliner, eyeshadow as eyeliner, and it comes on, and it looks a little more natural. It's really cool.
Yeah, my mom's done that, because one time we ran out of eyeliner, and she used black eyeshadow
instead.
Yeah,
it's really smart.
Yeah.
And also just applying powder before you apply blush, because or else it'll become all streaky and doesn't look good.
The things that I learn a lot is, like, well, with my eyeliner, sometimes, like, it's really weird, but sometimes, like, the eyeliner sharpener, it's, like, it doesn't, like, sharpen it as well as I use my pencil sharpener for my eyeliner, even though I have an eyeliner sharpener, because my pencil sharpener makes it sharper.
Yeah.
Understand me whatsoever?
Yeah.
That took a long time to say, but I use my pencil sharpener for my eyeliner.
That's actually not a bad idea. So
sorry.
fine. It's a good idea. So I know that you and your mom have some really awesome, like, good ways to save money while you're shopping.
Ooh, this is interesting. Okay, so my mom and I go thrifting a lot, because sometimes you can find,
so there's a word,
like,
for it. It's thrifting, a verb.
Thrifting.
I didn't know. I just thought you go to the thrift shop, but that's awesome.
When you go to, like, secondhand places, it's called thrifting. And my mom do that a lot. My mom and I do that a lot. And sometimes what we usually do is we find, like, little things, and or, like, maybe just a pair of jeans that are really cute, and we, like, bedazzle the sides.
That's awesome.
Or, like, we find, like, a lot of belts kind of, and, like, hats and stuff, and shoes. We have to be careful with the shoes. We wash shoes. Yeah. But we go to places. I don't know if not everyone in the audience lives in Arizona, but the places we go to Plato's Closet, because
I love that.
That place is the highlight of my entire life.
It's awesome.
I seriously love that place more than anyone understands. It is amazing, and
that
I would go
really
there
cool.
every day if I could. I love it there because they have so many different things, and that's usually where I get, like, all my dresses and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. And then we go to Goodwill because we find, like, little things, like, tucked in.
Yeah,
so
you know, there's always, like, some stuff that you can find. Oh,
yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
That is so fun.
I remember I dressed up from Goodwill as an angel 1 year. Pretty impressive, right?
It's definitely awesome to go there.
So,
okay. So, a question that I have is, what is your favorite hairstyle?
I just love, like, everything. My favorite that I do a lot of lately is I do really tight curls with my curling iron, and then I brush it out, and it looks wavy and natural, and it just looks really good.
Yeah,
and
I did
love
that
it.
The other day.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Basically, what I do almost every day, if I don't have time, I usually just braid it. But the thing that I do basically every day, and I'm actually wearing it right now, I based it off of how Ariana Grande does hers.
Yeah.
You basically just pull up, like, half of your hair up, and you put it in like a pony, and then the rest down and curled, and you only have to curl like one little streak.
That is awesome.
That is my favorite thing to do. So again, I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And we are live at Microsoft Store in Scottsdale Fashion Square in Arizona, and we are being heard live at kidstar.org. You can also hear our show at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. We'll be right back.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
We are live in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Microsoft Store in Arizona. We're being heard live on kidstar.org. You can also hear our show at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Okay. So today our topic is what makes you beautiful. And today we have our lovely guests, Mari and
Olivia.
Yay.
So how old are each of you?
Well, I'm almost 13.
And I'm 13.
Okay, cool.
That's awesome.
So, what grade are you in?
Seventh.
So cool.
So, what are some of your favorite things to do? Like, what are some of your hobbies?
I like to run.
That's so cool.
How about you?
I like ultimate frisbee.
That is really cool. Sporty.
Yeah.
I used to run, but then I stopped because I have like so many things to do all the time. That's usually
my
situation.
I'm a retired figure skater. That's good enough, right? 15, I'm already tired. Come on now.
So are you, like, on cross country at your school?
I do cheer.
Cheer.
That's really cool. I wanted to be a cheerleader, but
I'm not going to work out. I'm not that flexible.
Neither am I.
So do you go to the same school?
Yes.
Cool. So have either of you?
What school do you guys go to?
Coco Paw.
That's a fun name.
That sounds different.
I thought it was called Coco Puff at first.
I thought that was what you just said.
It's in Scottsdale.
That's really cool. So is it like a charter, private, or public?
Public.
Cool. So what's your guys' main goal in life?
This is deep. What's your goal in life?
To be successful.
That's awesome. What about you?
I want to direct one day.
That's really awesome.
Like, or be like an actress. Yeah.
So you're like a drama type person?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I'm in a musical right now.
Oh, me too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What are you in?
I'm going to go to do Bye Bye Birdie.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, that's like right down the street.
Yeah, I just passed it. My very first one was actually Big the Musical at Theater Works,
cool.
Which was down in Peoria. Renzi came to see it. I played Cynthia Benson. It was like that one movie, like with Tom Hanks.
Oh, cool. Like, I love him.
Yeah, it was like the musical version of that. And then right now I'm in High School Musical, and I'm in the ensemble.
Yeah, my friend's in that.
Nothing. Okay.
Never mind.
That's so cool. you know, I'm same. So, is there like a drama or theater class at your school?
We have choir.
Choir? Are you in choir?
Yeah.
See,
I
tried choir. Doesn't work out. I'm not the choir type. You know, I tried it. More of a solo person.
But, what was I saying? Have either of you ever been in a bullying situation?
No. Really.
Yes.
Okay. You said no, so that is good. And you said yes. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, at my old school, I just moved here this year.
Yeah, I just moved to new school.
There was a lot of, like, incidents that happened with a lot of different people.
That's not fun.
No, I was receiving death threats from a guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Same thing.
Oh my gosh.
I had to move schools because of a bullying situation, and there were just a couple of girls that just kept telling me I should die and aren't good enough to live.
That's not
and
right.
It just happens so much that
I just had to leave eventually. So, that's you know, I'm really sorry that happened to you. And is your new school better?
A lot better.
That's good.
That's awesome. Yeah, it sounds like your new school is better too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my new school is a lot better. You know, so, it'll never stop.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It'll never end. I remember I've been bullied since kindergarten. You know, it just never stops. So, how are you guys Supergirls? And a Supergirl is basically just someone who is just empowering and is a positive person. So what's positive about you guys, basically?
Well, I'm on the cheer team, and we go, and we have to do, like, spirit stuff all the time.
That's really awesome. What about you, Olivia? How are you positive and empowering?
Are you nice to people?
Are you nice?
Yes, I am nice, I guess.
That's good. That's awesome.
See, you know, that's one of the hardest questions to ask people because, you know, like, there are so many people, like, sometimes you don't even realize when you're being mean to someone.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
So like, my best friends, like, I can be mean to them, and I don't think about it, but sometimes...
Yeah, I mean to her all the time.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, you don't even realize that you're being mean because you're so close to them, but sometimes it really does hurt, so just be careful with that. I'm looking at you too. No, I'm kidding. You know, I'm like that with my friends too. But you just got to be really careful sometimes.
Definitely. So,
go ahead. No,
you go. Okay. Well, are you guys? Since we're talking about what makes you beautiful, what's your guys' favorite beauty product?
I like using the MAC eyeliner.
Me too. That's awesome.
Same.
Love it. Okay. What about you, Olivia?
Just like. Hair
it could be anything like
stuff?
A hairbrush, makeup.
My hair straightener, I guess.
That's awesome.
Shaving iron, yeah. I don't straighten my hair a lot.
Well, today I did, but that's just a one-time thing.
What makes you beautiful?
Like, I think my hair. I like my hair mostly.
I like your hair, too.
What about you?
I think my personality.
Yeah, that I think that matters the most, actually.
Yeah, me too.
So, who inspires you in life?
My mom and, like, idols, like, singers and stuff.
Who are some of your favorite singers?
Justin Bieber.
I knew she was going to
say
that.
I went to see his movie.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
I'm crossing my fingers. I wonder if they're going to say it. Who are some of your inspirations?
Oh, that.
I like Taylor Swift.
Oh, I like you.
I love her.
I love her so much.
She's if Taylor Swift was an addiction, she would have it.
Me too. I love her so much. I like YouTubers. I love a lot of YouTubers. Like
she's me.
Like
Shane Dawson
Hannah Hart.
Joey Graceffa.
Yes. I was almost going to wear my winter spring pro shirt today, but then I didn't.
Oh my goodness. I love YouTubers and Taylor, so
you guys can be friends.
Awesome.
You can exchange numbers later.
Okay.
So, how often do you guys come to the mall? Because we're here
every week.
Like all the time.
All the time. We hang out here mostly.
That's awesome. I wish I lived. I actually live near in Gilbert, so
I don't.
Not near here. I'm very far away, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Don't get to come to this mall very often, but I do like Santan Mall.
Oh well, we live close, so we come like every week.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I want to live close. But anyways, so on this show, we have this thing called power words. And power words are things that make you. Like, Renzi's favorite power word is determined. Mine's fearless. Because Taylor's album. And, you know,
the
like,
best one.
They're in there. I like speaking. Okay, so there's, like, power words like beautiful, determined, successful. So, like, adjectives kind of that describe you and make you you. So what are your power words?
Beautiful.
Funny.
Yeah. Okay.
That's awesome.
So, those are awesome power words because we choose power words each week to set a goal for ourselves to be that week. So do you guys want to set power word goals for yourself? What do you want to be this week?
Well, determined because I have like a bunch of tests that I have to do well on.
What about you?
I agree with her. I want mine to be determined too. Determined to do my homework.
Yeah. That's good.
That's awesome.
So in school, what are your favorite subjects?
PE. I know we both love it. Our coach is awesome.
Our coach is, she's the best ever.
She's just amazing. And then,
well, that's good. Because always
most
having
people
good
hate
teachers. I dislike PE with a strong burning passion.
My
but it's
amazing.
Well, I don't like running or anything, but... Yeah.
It's okay,
I just love our coach.
Yeah, she's really nice and she makes it fun.
My school doesn't have PE, so
so sad.
Oh.
But my school's awesome anyway, so it's okay. But
it's always good to have a good teacher because so they can like push you to do your best that you can do.
Yeah.
That's cool because I like English because I like to write.
Oh yeah, I would like it too, but I don't really like our teacher.
Do you play any instruments?
Yes.
Okay.
My sister got 2 keyboards for Christmas.
Do you play keyboard?
So she's been teaching me.
That's cool.
Oh, that's so cool. I love your sister.
What about you?
I taught myself how to play guitar.
Me and Callie both play guitar. That's so cool.
I get lessons, but I'm teaching myself a little bit more than I'm actually learning. So you know.
I'm very self-taught, and I get very small lessons every now and then.
Yeah, same with me.
Not a lot, but I play pretty much self-taught. That
and
is so cool.
She plays drums too.
I'm working on it.
That's
working
cool.
I'm working on it. I want to. We'll see.
I played violin for a little while, but I'm not really doing that anymore.
Yeah. So at your old school, did you have more friends than you do at this school, or do you have more friends?
No, I think I have more friends at this school.
Yeah, that's for me. I switched to this new school in September instead of August. And at my old school, I mean, I knew everybody, but I wasn't
good
friends
with them.
Yeah,
me too. It was like a really tight-knit school.
Do you think you've ever been in a toxic friendship where the other friend was doing things really mean to you and you didn't know how to get out?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, there was this one girl who wasn't like the nicest person. Whenever I was hanging out with someone, she would insult them. And so I couldn't get rid of her though, because she'd keep coming and talking to me and sitting by me. And so when I moved schools though, then she stopped like talking and stuff.
That's good. But that's so sad. You have to think and feel bad for the girls who just don't know how to communicate without being negative, you know? Because a lot of times kids just rely on other people being dumb or funny or whatever just so they can point out and one out of 5 times it's probably you know what I mean, like they're probably going to be talking about you, and so I just think it's so sad that they don't have anything better to talk about.
What about your situation? What kind of happened to that?
Well, I was friends with this girl, and she was dating her brother was dating my sister and so I didn't really know how to be like hang out with you, because I was afraid that he was going to break up with her, and it was my sister's first boyfriend, so and she was like 10.
That's cute.
Okay,
that's
adorable. Young love.
So like, since we're in this mall, and just we're on a little bit of a lighter topic, what is your favorite store in this entire mall?
Either Wet Seal or Hollister.
And by the way, I love your bracelet. To describe it to the viewers out there, it's like a bluish green, and it's two bows.
Wait, is that your mom out there?
That's my mom right there.
Oh, okay, well, your mom said that you were going to be the one that...
Yeah, I was about to say it, but I was just going to
wait. I beat her to it.
I've been, like, eyeing it. I'm like...
It's so funny.
Yeah, my top 2 favorite singers are Taylor.
I love her.
Everyone that listens to the show knows how much I love her.
Oh,
because there hasn't been one show where I haven't talked about her.
She talks about her like.
I talk about her all the time. I love her so much.
And then I like Ariana Grande, and Ariana Grande likes bows and stuff, so
she's cute.
Bows.
Yeah, my sister loves Ariana.
Yeah,
she's really pretty.
Yeah,
and she's a gorgeous singer too.
Yeah.
So do you guys ever do like any singing like things like? Because we do singing competitions.
Yeah.
But do you guys ever, like, perform, like, singing by yourself on stage or anything like that?
Yeah.
In 5th grade, I had a solo for my choir.
That's so awesome.
That's always a good way to start.
Definitely. Yeah, that really is. Like, it's just good to, like, because you're not alone for your first time, you know? I think that's awesome. What about you, Olivia?
I used to do a lot of that type of stuff at my old school, but now I moved here. My choir has, like, competitions and stuff.
Oh, that's so awesome.
So, yeah,
that's
I do
awesome.
That sometimes.
That's really cool. So, what kind of career would you guys like to go into?
Well, I want to go into cosmetics and, like, making them.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
That's, like, the name of, since, like, our topic is what makes you beautiful.
Yeah, well, that's
totally
what I want to do
that.
For now.
That's awesome.
What about you?
I kind of want to be, like, a rights activist, I guess. And, just,
really
like,
cool.
Help people get, like, rights and stuff.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's awesome. So, it was really nice having you guys on, and I really hope you guys had fun, because
I had a lot of fun.
I did too.
Yeah. So I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And we are live at the Microsoft Store in Scottsdale Fashion Fair, Arizona. We're being heard live at kidstar.org, and you can hear our show at 5 p.m. Pacific time.
We'll be right back.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune in to Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're a responsible person, and you're trying to do everything you can to save the planet. But are you doing enough? We've got the right person to help you keep on thinking green. Mario Jr. is the host of Alive and Green. The show is all about green tips, staying environmentally friendly, and having fun while doing something great for our Mother Earth. You'll want to check out the show Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. If we all do our part now, it'll only mean a brighter and better future for us later. Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
I look younger than I am. Oh, yeah. We are live at Microsoft Store in Scottsdale, Arizona. We are being heard at kidstar.org. You can also hear our show at 5 p.m. Pacific time. I just did it. Woo! All right. So we're back, and our topic is what makes you beautiful.
So really quick, we're not going to do the questions this segment, this show, because we have another guest, and her name is Jaylis. But I just wanted to make sure that everyone goes on to www.seversonsisters.org and gets the Severson Sisters Supergirl Guide to Respect workbook, because it is awesome and it will help you. So how are you, Jaylis?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm 17. I'm originally from Chicago. I moved to Arizona probably about 5 years ago. I love singing and performing. I'm like a really very outgoing person, as you can tell. I actually met Callie a while back.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Long time ago.
I did an idol with you.
Yes, that was so much fun. And ever since then, I was crazy. We've been like in touch.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And now you're back.
I know.
That's awesome.
So you mentioned you like to sing. So would you mind singing a little bit for us?
No, I don't. Actually, I wrote a song, and it's called Take It Away, and I actually just wrote this song like a week ago.
So. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I sang a song for a movie 2 days after I wrote it. You're all good.
Okay. So it goes.
5 a.m. and the sun's peeking through my window. Wide awake cause my mind won't let me sleep. Making sure the tears don't stain my pillow. As the thought of losing you keeps haunting me. What do I do? And what do I say? I need answers to these questions. We can't let this slip away. Not today. No, not today.
I haven't heard her in forever, and I'm amazing. Fangirling again.
Thank you.
Fangirls all the time.
Did you want to sing just a little bit of another song, maybe?
Yeah. I actually told your mom that she asked me. She's like, "What are you gonna sing?" I was like, "I'm gonna do an original, and I'll probably." I was like, "I really like Almost Is Never Enough by Ariana Grande," and she's like, "We love that song." Yeah. I was like, "Perfect." All right.
Whenever you're ready.
Let me think of the words. Okay.
From the first verse? I'd like to say we gave it a try.
Thank you. I'd like to say we gave it a try. I'd like to blame it all on life. Maybe we just weren't right. But that's a lie. That's a lie. And we can't deny it as much as we want. But in time, our feelings will show. Cause sooner or later, we'll wonder why we gave up. The truth is, everyone knows. Almost is never enough. So close to being in love. If I would have known that you wanted me the way I wanted you, then maybe we wouldn't be 2 worlds apart. But right here in each other's arms, I said we almost knew what love was. But almost is never enough.
Ooh, I know.
Thank you.
How much control you have on your voice. I just think it's amazing.
Thank you.
You're just amazing.
Thank you.
I haven't seen you in forever, and I miss your voice. And I just,
Can you make us a CD?
Yeah, please.
I got you. It's actually on the way. Me and my manager are actually working on my first EP, and I'm trying to have it done at least by this summer. So
we'll be sure everybody we're the first ones to have one.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, good. Awesome.
So about how?
Callie's gonna talk.
So about how long have you been singing?
That's funny. I probably started singing before I could talk. Like, no, but 15 years. I would say that. Yeah, probably like when I learned to talk, it was a rap because I talked a lot. And then when I would hear music, I would just sing. And then I was like, wait, what? I can sing? Like, where did this come from? And my mom can sing too. So it was just a family of music.
That's awesome.
That's
awesome.
I really wish my family was a family of music. Unfortunately, I'm the only one.
My mom
sadly
doesn't
enough.
Sing.
You know, working
I'm not
out.
Saying she can't sing. She's admitted that she can't sing, but she just doesn't sing.
No. She's going to get you when she hears this.
It's so true.
Yeah, Callie, you better watch your mouth.
Especially when you're on the radio. They have record of this. Your mom could come and get you.
I love you, Mom.
So when was your first what? When and where was your first singing competition?
My first official singing competition was actually a school talent show. It was back when I lived in Chicago. I was probably in about sixth grade, and they had this, like, you know how schools throw these little talent shows? And I was like, me and my friends actually entered it together. But then they eventually dropped out of it because they got scared.
Oh.
And so I was like,
oh,
hey.
wait a second.
I was like, okay, I'm in this alone, I guess. And I, like, it was my first singing competition. I placed second, so I was proud. I was
That's
like,
awesome.
I had to play, like, three different parts because it was a three-part song, and I was doing, like, everybody's part. I was like, oh, my God.
That's awesome, though. Still, that's really awesome. So,
that's just awesome.
In 10 years, where do you hope to be, like, in your life? What do you hope to be doing?
What I hope to be doing, honestly, I want to be more than a singer. I want to be an artist. I want to be known globally for being an artist, and that's singing, that's songwriting, that's performing, that's just everything that goes into being an artist. And I see myself traveling the world and helping as I go along, because that's like something I like to do. I really like to volunteer because I think it's important to, there's people less fortunate than I am. And it's just like, I like to let them know that just because I can be more fortunate than them, somebody actually has a heart and is willing to give back to them.
I think that is so awesome.
That's just awesome.
And I honestly think that you are going to get there.
Thank you.
Yeah, so same. That's awesome. Have you heard her voice? Come on now. Like, someone with a voice like that is not going to be ignored.
You're a good person and you have talent. So I have hope for
definitely.
Next 10 years. Okay. So what do you love so much about singing?
I love how it expresses how I feel. Like, when I'm happy, 99% of my life is me singing, literally. Like, we could be in a library, and I will be reading a book, and out of nowhere, you'll just hear me bust a few lines. Like, I just love how you can
sometimes I sing, like, words that I read in a book. I'll just be, like, singing them. I'll be like, what am I doing?
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds like something I would do.
I just do that. I'll be okay. Like, and then he saw. Like, you know,
walks past the water.
And then he kissed her. I like romantic novels.
Like, in the, I was doing, like, this test on the computer the other day. And, like, every single word there was, I came up with a song that had that word in it. Everyone's like, shut up, Callie, at the end of the day. And then, like, everyone was like, I want out of this class because Callie won't stop singing.
That's just, that's me. I'm always singing. It's just fun to me. It just feels like it's just right.
Yeah.
If I could just sing rather than talk, like.
You would.
I'm good.
How are you today?
What is your name?
Like, yeah.
That's just me.
You should just do that one entire day. Just go up to random people. Like,
you look
cash
beautiful
or credit.
Today.
You know?
What is my total?
I would totally do that.
That'd be awesome.
I would love to just come with you that day. Okay.
So are you a model? Do you do any modeling?
I did for a minute.
For a minute.
I actually started, when I first moved to Arizona, when I was younger, I would always watch Top Model.
Yeah. Oh, I love that show.
When I was younger, I was always tall for my age. Mm-hmm. Which it's very contradicting now, but when I was younger, I hit my growth spurt really early.
Yeah.
And I was always tall, so I got out here and I'm like, okay, I'm 13 years old and I'm like 5'4". Like, I'm pretty tall. And I started modeling, but as I got older, they realized that I wasn't gonna grow. Cause I was thinking, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna be like 6 foot, might as well. But no, like, I, like, flatlined when it came to growth. And as I got older, they were like, okay, you're, like, 16 and 5'5". Like, I don't think you're going to grow. And so I kind of, like, gave up on it. Mm-hmm. But I still like to do it. I'm going to get back into it. And I really liked the runway aspect. And that's the only thing that I was doing. I was doing a lot of runway. But I love taking pictures. Like, if you see my selfies, they are, like,
my
intense.
Selfies.
I love
selfies.
I
are really
intense.
Intense.
Yes. That's awesome. But what was the most exciting modeling that you've done?
The most exciting modeling actually was definitely my first job. I signed up for the Young Agency, and they had these modeling classes that my mom was going to pay for because it was my first time. I didn't know what I was doing. I came there literally for my talent orientation, and they actually had auditions for a fashion show at Arizona Mills going on. And I walk in the building, I'm waiting for my orientation, and my coach comes out and she's like, they're using the runway and I need to see your walk. So if you want to, you could just jump in that line and pretend you're auditioning for them just so I could see how you walk. And I literally got on the runway, did not know what I was doing, and I walked back. And like, I was just gone. And literally a week later, I got a call and they were like, yeah, Sister Alice. I was like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, we've selected you to be in the fashion show. I'm like, what? That was like, I was like, are you kidding me? Like,
that is awesome.
It was the most random thing. Like, I was like, I've literally never done this.
And
it was
awesome. So exciting. That is awesome.
That is like really awesome. You're probably like,
what
yeah.
are the chances?
I didn't know this was going to happen.
I was just practicing. Yeah.
I really was. And it was like, I got off the runway and like my coach looked at me and she was like, they're going to call you. And I'm like, nah. Like, I looked at all the other girls. They're like 5'10". And I was like, no, they don't need me. They all do. Psh, little old me. But no, it actually worked out better. And it was actually so much fun.
That is awesome. So how exciting. Did you get like your hair and makeup done and everything?
Yes. I was like, oh,
did
my
you
God.
Love that?
First, it was like, it was so glamorous.
That is awesome. Okay. That is really awesome.
So, you were an amazing guest, and it was so fun to hear you singing, and oh my gosh, I can't wait for your EP to come out.
Yeah, seriously, like, please.
You're awesome. So, yeah, I'm Callie.
And I'm Rinsley.
And you are live with us at the Microsoft Store in Scottsdale Fashion Square, Arizona, and you're being heard live at kidstar.org. You can also hear our show at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, and we will be right back.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it. And at a very young age, you're listening to Voice America Kids.
Join us every week for the Paper Hope Street Team. None of our topics are off the table. This is a program that you can listen to and discuss with your family. From the pages of the Paper Hope blog to the internet radio airwaves, we'll talk about the topics you want to talk about, such as friendship and relationships, or some more controversial issues about sex, drugs, and underage drinking. Join the Paper Hope Street Team live every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. Let's talk soon. You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
We are live at Microsoft Store in Scottsdale, Arizona. We are being heard live at kickstar.org. You can also hear our show at 5 p.m. Pacific Time
on Thursdays
at kickstar.org.
Yeah.
And today our topic is what makes you beautiful.
So these are, well, let's do our promise cards first, actually, so we don't miss them. So this week, I promise to be loyal to my friends.
This week, I promise to be honest.
I promise
to be honest with myself.
Okay. So now, these are questions from friends and girls around the valley. So my first question is, what are some fun things you like to do with friends?
I love going to the mall with friends, watching scary movies. I like going to the movies. Making food. I love making desserts.
I like
with
making
my friends.
Food.
We always make food. And it's fun. And of course, we're always, you know, because my friends are the girls that are in my band, and we're like together all the time. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, so, you know, we just hang out and stuff.
What about you? I like to do the most. I like doing like crazy things with my friends that like people would think would like kick us out of the universe if they could because we're that crazy. Like, me and one of my best friends from my new school, what we like to do is we like to go to the mall, and you know how like sometimes at malls in the food courts they give out like free samples? We take the toothpicks and like we make sure no one's under it, and we just throw it down like from the top level. Then we go down and try to find it, and like we do that.
That sounds fun. And then another thing we've done, it was really mean, and we got it on videotape, but we told them we were just kidding afterwards. We went to Wendy's and got a Frosty. Then we went to McDonald's and said, hey, this is disgusting. I want a refund. And they're like, we don't make those. And they're like, I just got this from here like 5 minutes ago. Give me my refund. And then they're like, we don't, that's from Wendy's. I'm like, I can prove that I was here. Go look at your security camera. And they came back and they're like, see, this is our security camera and you weren't here. I'm like, we were just kidding. I'm sorry. They're like, oh, it's okay. They're really nice about it. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, that was a little bit scary. I like doing those kind of things. We're a little weird.
What are you most grateful for?
I am grateful for my family and my close friends because, you know, it's really hard to find friends that you can trust.
Definitely.
And I'm grateful for my Rinsley.
I'm grateful for my Callie.
What about you?
I'm grateful for my opportunities in my music career and my family and my guitar and everything. I'm grateful for everything.
And your Callie.
Yeah, and my Callie. Of course. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
My Callie's like my highlight.
So another question I have is, what made you inspired to be Supergirls?
Oh my.
Well,
it inspired me to be a Supergirl when I first heard about the Supergirl program. And I thought, you know what? I want to make a difference. I want to be able to fix the bullying that people go through. I want people to not have to worry about what I went through, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what inspired me to be a Supergirl.
Other than just the program, I think what inspired me to be a Supergirl, like, out in the community is by seeing all the people that are hurt and all the people that are hurt by bullying and how many people don't, like, believe in themselves and that kind of thing. And it just inspired me whenever I see someone feeling down. Like, some people just say, hey, what's wrong? And then they say, oh, I'm fine. They'll just, like, walk away. Yeah. But I know, so I can tell when people are sad and stuff. And I think I'm inspired just because I know that those kind of things happen to me, too. And I don't want it to happen to anyone else. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's your favorite thing to eat?
So much. My very favorite thing to eat is Nutella. And most people know this about me. Because at theater, like, during breaks, I just pull out an entire jar of Nutella and start eating it the spoonful. And people don't even notice for a while, and I'm just sitting there, and they'll be like, so, yeah, do you think this dance move is hard? I'm like, well, I think it's kind of easy, actually. They're like, I just noticed you were eating Nutella. And you can usually find me with a jar of Nutella. I actually don't have one today. I left it at home.
My mom doesn't buy me Nutella because it's unhealthy. I've only had
that
one.
Is my favorite thing to eat.
Good.
It's good on sandwiches. I put it on toast in the morning.
It's good plain. Holy crap.
It's amazing. And then I like pasta a lot.
Oh,
like,
good.
I like Italian food. What about you?
I like pizza.
I like pizza.
I like chocolate, anything with chocolate.
You know.
Nutella, brownies.
I like Nutella because it's like hazelnutty and chocolatey.
Yeah.
You know, I like it.
It's good.
So another question I have is, why do you like recording Supergirl Guide, the radio show?
I like it because it helps me not only gain confidence, but put my word out there, you know? So I just enjoy doing it. What about you?
I feel the same way about the confidence thing. And also, I like to help other people, like, go through what I've already been through and stuff like that. Because I know bullying has been such a hard thing with me. And, like, I want to help other people to make it not as hard for them. Because, you know, it's, like, one of the most difficult things you can ever go through.
Yeah.
So... yeah. So, a question that I have is, what is respect in your own words?
Respect in my own words? Just respect is being kind and thoughtful of others and considering their lives.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think it's, treating everyone equally, no matter, like, who they are, or, like, what they do for a living, anything. I think it's just, treating everyone like they're the same. And, hi, Mason. How are you? Since we're live at Microsoft, someone decided to interfere with our radio show, and it's my little brother. Say hi, Mason.
Hey. He's okay. The cutest thing ever.
Say bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye, Mace. Go talk to mommy. Yeah, that was my 3-year-old older brother. Yeah.
He's so cute.
I thought you said older brother.
I was like,
no, that's not my older brother.
You're not.
12. You want to sit next to me, Mason?
Mason's sitting next to Callie.
So, Callie,
and what was the funniest thing that's ever happened to you?
Well, probably that thing I mentioned earlier about going to Wendy's and then to McDonald's.
That's pretty funny.
That's probably, that was funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
What about you?
Funniest thing that's ever happened to me. Let's think. I do crazy things all the time. The funniest thing that's happened to me most recently probably would be I was sitting in vocal class, and our center, it's like a center, like a theatrical center, a school. It has like a stage and everything. So I was sitting in vocal class, vocal technique, and I started singing opera, like, coffee, body, like that. Okay. And so I was just doing it. I don't remember why I was doing it, but this lady at the end of the room was talking to Nancy, or the lady. We actually had her on the show. The lady that owns the place. And so, and then the lady talks to Nancy, and Nancy comes up to me and she goes, you're hired. They want you to sing opera. She wants someone that can sing that song. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, thanks.
I was just joking.
Really funny. But I got hired to sing an opera song.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So, if you were stranded on a deserted island and you can only bring one item, what would it be?
Oh, man. That's
I have a
good
perfect
one.
Answer for this, and I'm so ready. Because someone asked me this
a
the
phone.
Other day. Okay, mine would be, ready for this, a boat.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That'd work out perfectly, wouldn't it?
No, not just any boat, a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would bring, a cruise ship.
You could just,
ship.
Like, leave.
Yeah.
Leave the deserted island.
How smart is that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It took me a while to think of that, because everyone always asks that question. Everyone's
it's
like,
true.
Oh, I'd bring my best friend. Oh, I'd bring my phone. Oh, I'd bring food. I'd bring a boat.
That is like so smart. Oh my gosh, that's my answer from now on.
I'd bring a boat.
What do you do when you get home from school?
Well, I do my homework first. This sounds really nerdy, but I just like to get rid of it. So like,
oh yeah, I totally understand.
And okay, so here's my usual schedule. I get home, I do homework, I eat a lot of food, then I usually have rehearsals to like 9 or 10, then I go to bed. That's my
awesome.
Life.
That's awesome.
Yeah, what about you?
Let's see. Sometimes it depends on the day, but since my school week is only 3 days, on Thursday I get home at 9, and Tuesday I get home at 9. So Wednesday is the only day that I can actually have, like, a day. On Wednesday, I go and just, like, play my guitar. I pretty much just whenever I get home, I play my guitar. That's pretty much all I do. All the time, so it's fun. So when someone is bullying you, how do you not bully them back?
Well, this is taking me, like, actually a long time, because there's always that part in you that wants to, like, attack them and like throw them to the ground and be like, I'm better than you. But you know, you just gotta like think, okay, well, that's their opinion, and you know,
yeah,
not everyone thinks that. I still have my family and friends that do not think that,
and they love me.
And you know, like,
yeah, totally.
You just gotta think, oh, you know what, maybe they're going through a hard time, I don't want to make it worse for them, even though they decided to make it worse for me. You should make the right choice, even though they didn't.
Okay, yeah.
What about you?
That's awesome. I disagree with everything you just said. But, yeah, I would just say, you know what, that's fine you feel that way, but I don't feel that way, and I think that I'm awesome.
I think that I'm awesome.
Yeah.
Well, someone says something really, really mean, and I wanted to say something mean back, but I'm like, my mom thinks I'm awesome.
You know, and you also just have to think, if my parents were sitting right here, what would I say?
Yeah. Exactly. No. I wouldn't be all like cussing them out or anything. I don't do that normally, but you know, like, you wouldn't do that kind of stuff if
Definitely.
Your parents were there. So, you know?
Again, we are live at Microsoft Scottsdale, Arizona, and we are being heard live at kidstar.org. You can also hear our show 5 p.m. Pacific time on Thursdays at kidstar.org. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
And we're the Supergirls. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening in on our great conversation this week. Please tune in to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We're here every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific time on the Voice America Kids channel. From our Supergirls to you, have a super week.